Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello and welcome to the NXT preview. I'm Adam Wilborn from What Culture, joined by the Dudley Boys of What Culture, Michael Hamlet and Michael Sidgwick, here to look ahead to tonight's episode of NXT. But before we get into it, if you're a fan of this sort of thing, make sure you subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, wherever you get your podcasts from, for daily wrestling podcasts, where we not only review the show formerly known as NXT Dubai.
Listeners have switched off.
Pay-per-views, premium live events, we have interviews, roundtable discussions, and a round of the week complete with a very good quiz, of course, on wrestle culture. As I said, they're joined by Hamlet and Sidgwick to look ahead to NXT tonight and all the fallout from
I mean, what to do with that?
I should mention this podcast is powered by a certain something.
Yes, I am hyped to over this NXT, but it's...
Hey, look. Are you keeping your tally?
Yeah, are you keeping your tally? Because I'll say another and I'm still going to be loads behind Sidgwick. He's been dropping them like mad. I am hyped up on Mountain Dew.
I'm drinking right now as we speak.
80% of my daily sugar intake.
It's about to do a bit, Dick.
Oh, sorry.
I'm drinking right now as we speak. Mountain Dew, pitch black, do the dew.
I'm
telling you now. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I was feeling a little bit tired earlier, right, where, like, at 5 a.m. starts every single day, 4 a.m., because I don't even like to skip the entrances on Dynamite, because I'm a mark, and it catches up with you. Three mornings of the work week, you're doing, like, an extra 5 hours, all told. Bloody you lot. And on top of the football training for the youngin' on a Monday, cooking tea afterwards, thinking of things to make for your tea, realizing, hang on, I forgot something from the shop again. Get more stuff from the shop, which is a separate shop to the main shop. Hello Fresh, should we do that this week? Okay, that's another thing where you have to just choose. And then, you know, you got to get the kids ready for school. Sometimes this involves a new game that you have to make up on the spot. Like Richard Osman.
Yeah.
To make them actually do it. It's exhausting, right? Life is exhausting. And I found the answer. 330 milliliters of Mountain Dew Pitch Black. I'm telling you, this stuff has just woken me up. Pat has been firing downstairs. He was waiting 20 minutes, guys. Because it's going to be popping on this goddamn podcast.
When we finish this sponsored content.
Awake. I feel invigorated. Let's just do some tasting notes.
What are you getting hints of?
Acid. But in a very good way.
Fruity acid.
It's got like...
I want to shout out Jeff Raidmaker. Yes. By the way, thank you for this, Jeff. Like, you've lit the office up.
Magic stuff.
It's unbelievable.
Can I have one of those balls?
Yeah, we are. Yeah.
One of those balls.
At Mem Birdman on Twitter.
Who I think must be fueled by Mountain Dew PH Bleak, because his profile picture on Twitter just says, life is hard, choose it anyway. And you would if you were drinking that all day.
Yeah, I think I'd get through it.
Our respective wives are going to have a great night.
Oh, my God.
Just going to collectively crash at about 8 o'clock.
Yeah. I'm going to crash, yeah. For now, it tastes like something good.
Do you think that's what it was in the match? Uncle Howdy had drank load of Mountain Dew Pitch Black and was stood on the top of that thing and suddenly went, uh-oh, here comes the sugar crash.
Should we all
elbow drops LA Night?
Yeah, should we all do like parkour elbow drops off the building after we've recorded this?
I don't know what it tastes like. All I know is that when the office supply gets depleted, courtesy of the wonderful GF, I'm going to be pretty devastated. Yeah. I'm going to be chasing this dragon for a long old time.
A few weeks.
Oh, my God.
Anyone else listen wants this sort of praise, send the next supply along. There are other flavours available.
Are there?
Oh, there's millions of Mountain Dews, man.
Yeah, I don't want anything else. This is like my Biscoff coffee. Right. This is a audio medium, so this is going to be terrible audio. Right. What can you see there?
QR code.
There's a QR code on the side of the dew.
If that actually shoots, sends you to like a Bray Wyatt thing.
Oh my gosh, we scan it now. Scan it now.
Scan it now.
Scan it now.
Scan it now. So, Mike, yeah.
We'll talk about NXT. Hang on.
Will we?
What if this is NXT content at the other end of this QR code?
What are we saying? Oh, it's just a Pepsi link to
what is
smart
it?
Label product information.
Well, it's already on the can.
It's on the others. Yeah,
we're going to get a nice next chapter of Bray Wyatt lore, which definitely makes sense.
Uh-huh. Yeah, sorry, I stand corrected. 90% of your daily intake of sugar.
That's in just one.
Yeah, that makes sense. I'm going to die later. God damn it.
What a way to go, though.
Stuff absolutely rules. Mm-hmm.
Oh, brilliant. I've gone on another link. It's like, I thought it was just the
information. I'm hopped up!
Thought it was just the information about the drink, but there's another link to Mountain Dew's website. And their news updates are, what's new with Dew? So, that's awesome. Mountain Dew Typhoon is back. What else they got here?
Why did it ever go away? What's in Mountain Dew Typhoon?
Isn't Mountain Dew meant to be terrible? There's an old Simpsons gag about the
crab juice.
Crab juice. Ugh. Yeah.
Well,
crab juice. This stuff, what does original Mountain Dew taste
like? Really great. Really great. Yeah. It's a strange, like, green, citrusy thing. It's one of the things, you know, like with Dr. Pepper, where you can't.
Sure. Did they used to have it in England?
We had it ever so briefly. I think, like, I don't know, mid-90s sometime. And then they got a shot of it because I'm pretty sure most of it was illegal over here. Like, it doesn't pass our. It will do soon because all of our standards are slipping.
Yeah.
But, like, it doesn't pass our, like, FDA regulations or something. But so you can get Mountain Dew Energy or something. Sucks ass. It's like a pale imitation.
I think it was around the same time as, remember, we had very briefly over here. Did we have Crystal Pepsi?
Crystal Pepsi. Mountain
just
Dew.
Like, look like lemonade, but it tastes like Coke.
And Jolly Ranchers.
I'm amped up on this stuff.
We had Jolly Ranchers Jolly as Ranchers. Well. There was definitely a sugar hit in the mid-90s.
There was, sugar went mad.
Yeah.
There was Mountain Dew. There was Crystal Pepsi. There was Jolly Ranchers.
Crystal Pepsi.
Crystal Pepsi. Jolly Ranchers.
Tap. I'll have a tap.
And the Reason Chocolate Chew.
I fucking love Reason Chocolate Chew. All that chocolate and all that chew, it's right for you, just like Mountain Dew.
I'm going to Uncle Howdy on the way down the stairs.
Great news, boys. Two things. I found out what's in Mountain Dew Typhoon.
Yep.
And also, I found a link through that QR code that we can register to become a PepsiCo partner and potentially open our own full-service restaurant here at What Culture Towers and get some Mountain Dew Pitch Black
wet
on tap. But if you're wanting to know what's in Mountain Dew Typhoon, with notes of tropical punch and vibes of a sunny beach day, this bev is sure to be your summer love.
That's just lilt.
Yeah, but this might have shoot sand in it.
The best thing ever would be if Aldi did a Shan knockoff.
Yes.
Pitch Black Mountain Dew.
Mountain drink.
Mountain drink.
My normal drink.
Right, let's talk NXT.
Thank you, Jeff Raymaker.
Thank you, Jeff.
You have fueled this office for the next week or so. Heads off.
Ding dong, hello.
Yeah.
Big return on tonight's NXT.
Yeah, the most irritating version of my favourite wrestler's back.
She's your favourite wrestler?
She's up there, like, it's not been great these last few months watching your favourite wrestler flounder. Come back, it's not been great. Ding Dong Hello was...
Very loyal guy.
I'm
not.
He's not funny remembered because it all took place within the Thunderdome. But Bayley was on very good form during those segments. It had a door. Like door stuff, like the APA even got a door over. And specifically tonight, it feels as though there might be a purpose to this beyond just a bit of patter. We've seen now with main roster people come down and they stick around on NXT for a little while. Bayley's interviewing Toxic Attraction on... Did you tell me it's not even called Ding Dong Hello?
Well, no, it is, but to promote it on WWE.com, they've called it Ding Dong Toxic.
Speaking of toxic, that's the NXT locker room. So Bailey's going to give the heels grief for losing, like, even though she's a heel. Ah, you're bigger losers than me. And then they're going to threaten to maybe beat her up. And then Roxanne Perez is such a fan of Bailey at her core, not this version of Bailey, but she was so inspired by her. We know Bailey to be this like kind of hero to the women's division in the locker room that there's theoretically going to be a bit of a tag team match set up, I believe.
Ooh.
At which point Bailey turns and we have a kind of kick-ass match for Stand and Deliver.
I love that.
I think that's where all this might be going. It could just be a bit of fantasy booking, but it seems
she's got now a D on the main roster.
Nothing to do. Bailey's got now going on for WrestleMania. Surely both women would love this match. Strikes me that both women would really love this match, and it's something big standard deliver. They've got the frigging staple center over WrestleMania weekend, NXT.
The staples!
They need a shift. I think it's called the Crypto.com now, but like...
They are going to need a main roster presence.
The site of WrestleMania 21 is hosting Stand and Deliver, so Bailey for the women's title is a pretty good start. That's just...
I love that as an idea.
Like, just some pitch black speculation.
It's pissed on Mountain Dew.
Flying.
Oh my god, it's crashing now, I think.
I think it's a great shout. And I think maybe there's going to be a bit of a row between Toxic Attraction. I think this is the end of Toxic Attraction, probably. Because they could not coexist on that premium live event.
Yeah.
As I said to you before, just real simple. Me and you are fighting Hamphlet.
I'd chin him.
But I'd just say, you win the title.
Yeah, right?
So our stable has got the title, and then you promise next match for the title, I get the first shot.
I promise.
Deal. There you go. But they didn't think that far ahead. We just said we'd pretend to dislike each other, jump him, and then at a pay-per-view, I'm sure it'll work itself out. And it didn't.
Imagine the story where you're only thick bastards.
Sugar's going funny.
Sidgwick's like clutching his chest. Too much sugar.
Let's talk some of the fallout from Vengeance Day as well, though.
Mm-hmm.
Carmelo Hayes looks next for Bron Breakker. Ideal, that.
Yeah. I didn't think much of Carmelo Hayes and Apollo Crews.
Would you say that match... Wait. I've got to get rid of the Mountain Dew stuff. Would you say the Apollo Crews-Carmelo Hayes match, 2 out of 3 falls, was all fart and no...
I would now. Yeah, you got an app for it, so I feel like it'd be rude if I didn't. Yeah, a bit of a letdown.
What was wrong with it? Was it just soulless?
It was soulless. It was, unlike Mountain Dew Pitch Black, really, really flavourless. They tried to make the second fall dramatic for you to think Apollo Crews is going to get back into it and win, and instead they used it as a vehicle for the big Dabakato return and heel turn, which nobody was asking for. Remember, like, Apollo Crews basically said, everything went kind of terribly wrong for me on the main roster. I'd like to forget about that. And then his big friend was like, I don't. I had a WrestleMania moment too. I'm back. So they kind of used it to set up that and give Carmelo Hayes. I think they thought they'd be giving Carmelo Hayes the rub. Not a lot. You know, he has those matches where not a lot interesting happens.
It just feels like a bit of a cliche.
Yeah, like all of his charisma like dissolves into a bland exchange of moves. And there's only so much on the outside Trick Williams can do. It was one of them. He's not got that
shirt, though. I mean, yeah.
Oh, he looks amazing. It's a trick. It's a great act. But he's not, he doesn't bat 1,000, Carmelo, does he?
No.
And I think he'll beat Bron Breakker. And I think it's NXT can promote this as a, going back to the Staples Center show, they can absolutely promote this as a proper thoroughbred NXT main event. We started 2.0, we built up two people. They're both title ready, and the loser is going to lose upwards to the main roster. So it's going to feel big regardless.
They both lost titles this time last year.
Yeah. Like, whichever one gets the belt stays put, the other one goes up to Raw, SmackDown. That is the main event.
Yes.
Like, they've landed at the NXT main event for that Stand and Deliver show.
And in the interim, no, I love him, and he's going to have some great lines, shaking like booty on a cold Friday night or whatever it may be. Bron Breakker's going to split him in two, Trick Williams in the interim.
Here's something. We've talked a lot lately about how the crowd simply doesn't exist anymore that would have once booed Cody Rhodes, let's say, or did boo Batista and Rey Mysterio. A bit of that, of all places, the 5,000 or so people that paid actual goddamn money to watch this show in wherever it was. Charlotte, North Carolina. Loads of them were booing Bron Breakker. There was a feeling of, we've had enough. Grayson Waller's fresh. We've seen Bron go through the gears with this sort of thing, and we know the story now. And he was getting some boos. it was far from the what you see whenever Braun defends a title in the Performance Center. So the one of the first big live crowds to receive this product have kind of decided he's done now. Like we've had enough of him. So I think they might use that and they might just present this. Not as a, Carmelo Hayes isn't your old-fashioned babyface, but I don't think they're going to make him a wicked heel for it.
No, he's a good tweener for the time being.
Aye. Breaker, a lot of his creative is scanned as a test. Mm. Nothing of real significant entertainment value. They've given him the long matches in which he sells a lot. They've given him terrible creative, which I genuinely interpreted as, you know, you're probably going to get something like this under Vince. This is obviously before Vince left with the Joe Gacy stuff. It's like, well, you're going to get something rubbish. You might as well do it here.
Learn how to sell flesh-eating zombies because it might actually matter.
Yeah, learn how to keep your dignity from something like this. Here's this. And it's all very predictable. And it's just funny how he does this NXT run, which is like the idea being, it's like, what is his expected main roster run in microcosm? And by the time he's done with this microcosm main roster run, he's not as over as he was. And now he's going to have to go onto the main roster and like kind of start again. So it's all very weird.
Speaking of Breaker, of course, the person who challenged him on Saturday night, Grayson Bloody Waller, fell short and has now been suspended. See this?
No.
You heard about this?
No.
He's been suspended. He crashed HBK's post-match press conference thing that I think he was just doing on Zoom or whatever. Right. Grayson Waller came in.
Tastes like purple. You know that, sorry.
It's all right.
You know that Simpsons episode where Homer's like climbing through the donuts, goes, purple. This is purple. This is purple. And it's
when
amazing.
When Lisa's at work, do you have any fruit? Purple is a fruit.
Huh?
It is a fruit and it's in that can.
It's amazing.
So yeah, post show, they did the press conference thing that they invented. And HBK's talking about that. He's updating us on Dijak's finger. Yep. Stuff like, we'll talk about that in a bit. And I think Grayson Waller, from what I've seen on social media, crashed it, started kicking off. I'm fairly certain he said, for the brilliant Sean Ross Sapp of Fightful.com, he called him Sean Ross Simp. But he was shooting with both barrels and basically he's been suspended, I think, for a week. Or has he?
A week.
Because Grayson Waller strikes me as a man who does not abide by the rules.
No, I mean, even if Shawn Michaels is keeping an eye on him, I don't think it's going to stop him just coming into work anyway. Like, he is that character. He's a disruptor as a heel. I don't want him to be like a tough guy, though. This positions him like as somebody that's going to break the rules. Is that not going to?
I like crappy rebel though.
If he can, a rubbish rebel's good. Yeah.
If he can like sort of disguise himself backstage.
Yes.
Got it.
It's some kind of like
he disguises himself as Fallon Henley's bar. He's just got like optics and stuff sticking out of him.
He could be like a. What could he be?
I like.
People will just think that this is your thing, and he's going to get sent to Gorilla.
But you can he's a bench that like Bird Person's perched on, or Wendy Choo's asleep on, and then like she gets up to go to the ring, and you just see his head move and his eyes move all of a sudden.
Giant body pillow.
Yeah.
Giant body pillow. I'd like to see him attempt some accents of being British, Scottish. You know,
maybe he tries to be a rope, and it's LTSD from when he fell off that one the other week.
And when the people say, I wish I wasn't that rope, when it's like Rhea Ripley posing on one or whatever it is.
Aye.
Some good stuff, that.
I was going to say, he could be a security guard, but I was going to say they don't have them, but they do. That is useless. They're never in the parking lot. They're already trying to get some bloody gigs. He's trying to get some hot dogs and handshakes and trying to make it in this crazy world. Go into the car park and do your job. Otherwise, you wouldn't have an absolute litany of injuries.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great, too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Well, speaking of security guards, do you reckon Hank Walker's going to be dressed as tonight? That's a legitimate question to ask you, because your man said on the premium live event that he was going to...
Gulak's going to put him in a singlet and a Rick Steiner head gimmick, isn't he?
Gonna be. I reckon he's gonna make him cut that hair, like he's a
shave those sideburns, yeah. Walker.
Is he getting new gear?
Well, he doesn't like
that. I must have forgot this from Vengeance.
It was
Day.
The Instagram thing, wasn't it?
Yeah, Drew Gulak thinks that if Hank Walker really wants to be a wrestling superstar, he should start dressing like one, etc. And it's gonna be this sort of thing where he's. I think he's gonna like
a robe.
Oh my god,
a robe.
A robe. Singlet maybe, wrestling-y stuff, and then he's going to surprise a few people, and ultimately all this ends with Drew Gulak picking Jared Dempsey. Anyway. Yeah,
what did he say? We're trying to build a superstar, not a house or something.
Something like that,
wasn't it? Anyway, returning to Vengeance Day, we have two different lots of tag team champions. Who do you want to tackle first?
The good news, please.
Okay.
You have the bad news first so you can get it over with.
I've
always got to eat Gallus first.
Sometimes I put Gallus off in the hope that, like, Wilbon just forgets. such are they are, no, so
I get this. I've got anxiety and I procrastinate sometimes. Yeah. So, yeah, I would like to...
Gallus are the permanent Sunday scaries.
They are the unread email of...
Yeah.
gosh, Gallus.
Do you want to, let's talk about Gallus.
Chased, go on, then, we'll do Gallus.
I'm getting chased about Gallus. I don't know the answer. And enough... Too much time has passed now to ask the answer, because they're going to say, why didn't you ask that like 3 weeks ago at this point? Oh my God, it's Gallus. Gallus keeps me up at night.
Shawn Michaels' life. It's been like 4 years and I'm still pushing them and nobody's asked me why I'm doing it. And if I answer now, I look stupid.
It was just, I thought Wolfgang looked like a hard guy who could have been in Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels. And he's useless. He's the most bland wrestler you've ever seen. I get it. It's been 4 years.
And I said to Paul, I said, well, Mark Coffey.
I says
to Paul, at least it's not Joe Coffey. And he was like, yeah, you're right. It could be worse. And I was like, well, let's put the belts on him.
I think I know your favourite day, favourite moment from Vengeance Day, which is the moment where...
Dijak broke his finger. I'm kidding. That match was awesome and stupid in equal measure.
Had some desk pops over that one.
Yeah.
Not Mountain Dew. That's a different kind of desk pop.
It's a different kind of desk pop.
I know your favourite bit was the tag team... four-way, where Gallus came out.
Yeah, I saw this.
Shoot pointed it and went, what the fuck is that?
Yeah, hideous gear. Pointed at pinners.
I said this on the review of Vengeance Day, which you can still go and check out, What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcast from. I've got real Sunday scaries about how long this tag title reign's going to last, because they love a fight, and it's like, right, okay, so they fight Chase. I'm worried about my boys. They fight Chase U. That's where the split happens, and that's a successful title defense. They maybe run it back against New Day, and that's where Joe Coffey returns for Gallus and costs New Day, and Gallus retain again. And like by that point, I sense pretty nearly probably gone up to the main roster, because they deserve to. Because look at that gear from Saturday.
Oh my God.
Wait a minute. I have got a terrifying statistic for you. Talk about something else?
Well, instead, let's talk briefly about the other new tag team.
Yeah, the other is Shay.
That can coexist, Fallon Henley and Kiana James. But the big question, Michael Hanfler, I have for you, the big question on everyone's lips heading into tonight's show is, who is Zach?
A brother.
Oh, yeah. No,
yeah.
It's a member of a family. Makes total sense. Tonight, I want Kiana James to suggest to Fallon Henley that they celebrate winning the titles in style with a huge party at the bar.
You've got this, by the way.
It's going to be... the biggest night for takings in several years. About, I'm talking like back in the day when a mom was playing darts and a dad was playing dominoes, whatever it was.
Eating peanuts somewhere along.
Eating peanuts, yeah. Drinking like when you get half a lager and lime, that kind of thing. Like those days, EastEnders Christmas special, busy, mm-hmm. That kind of busy. She wants to get
every, the fancy beer mats out,
all that sort of stuff. Pistachios on the bar, never mind peanuts. It's a big night, it's a celebration night, but she's going to use that energy, that vibe, to sell it to some shareholders, some stockholders, as put through by Sir Wanks-a-Lot, who has sort of secured the paperwork in the background, and then Broggs is like, what are you doing here?
He talked about this on the Vengeance Day review, as you'll remember, Sige. You didn't really say a lot on that, but you know, you were just appreciating, taking it all in. This is the start of Fallon Henley potentially going to the dark side with Kiana James.
Because she accepted the benefits of a bit of foul play at the weekend.
Yeah, she, like,
so she was into the cheating?
Well, she seemed... I don't know if she watched it, but she's Willow, obviously, in the interim. You'd watch your maiden title victory back before television, wouldn't you?
Surely. Not if you're in the Fed. Not if you're in the Fed.
Fenny so, Kingston.
What?
Because you didn't watch that tape, did he?
Oh, yeah. Okay, that took a while.
It took a while.
So basically, she knew the cheating was happening and was like, eh.
No, she had...
Well, there's a break.
She had Caden Carter in a pinning combination and...
Dude, you couldn't tell because they're going to drop the title.
Yeah, and Kiana James from the outside held the feet down. And then Fallon Henley got up and it was like, oh, and the belts! And then later on, you see her backstage winning the belts, and Kiana James is like, I told you being an SOP is niche business. And maybe it does. Maybe it does.
So they could have a slow pan title celebration at the bar.
Oh, I mean, that's just my suggestion. They haven't advertised that as such. Maybe they'll just put the belt straight in the LAN. Maybe Katana Chance and Caden Carter got a rematch clause. I don't think, you know.
I like the idea of a title celebration because using a classic soap cliche, what do people do when they're excited and maybe a bit carried away and hopped up on Mountain Dew? Yeah, we're new champs! Kissed her to
yeah,
to
so they're like, oh, yeah, yeah, give me a hug, give me a hug. Oh, okay then.
Meanwhile, Jensen, what would Jensen be saying while this is all going on?
Yeah!
That's just a noise, wasn't it?
Yeah. Absolutely piss farted on Big Mac.
We got 40 cans of this back there.
I'm going to drink all of it.
So
Jensen. High five, Bridge. High five. What's the one he's not wanting to shout out?
Fallon Henley.
High five, Fallon. Oh, you bring it in here, Kiana.
I do declare we are tag champions.
And they do that thing where they're going to, cuddle. And then kiss on the cheek, but...
You know what I'm thinking of as well? Do you remember when...
I'm sorry, I busted.
Do you know what could actually work? This is a very, very deep pull and won't be relevant to any of our American listeners. Do you remember when Labour did far better than they expected in the elections? Jeremy Corbyn went to high five.
Oh, I did a tit slap. That's what he did. It was a big accident.
So, I don't know why it's Chip Ross.
It was hung Parliament and Corbyn did a tit slap.
And start, getting off with each other.
Imagine, yeah. And so Wanks-a-Lot comes out the toilet.
If it's the other one.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I thought you were doing the voice.
Plot twist!
I thought you were doing the voice. I was like, oh, yeah, maybe you're not so bad after all. I busted. And so Wanks-a-Lot was in the toilet, waiting to go back.
He's busted a nut.
I know, but he's seen his mate do that.
Double meaning. Yeah.
Double bap.
Double bap.
That would be incredible. That would be such... Don't tell you, that'd be amazing TV.
He's finally realized... Because he was like... I don't think she's right for you.
I think she's a Jezebel.
Wanks-a-Lot.
I think she's a Jezebel. Wanks-a-Lot. You gotta keep your goddamn hands off her.
And then she's like, I'm not so bad, am I? I guess not. Then you get the hook thing as Sidric described. And then Wanks-a-Lot comes out the toilet. He's just bought some Johnnies out of the machine. He's ready to go.
It's one of those we'll talk about them.
Fallon, what curry flavor?
Or your alternative was, of course,
the ones with little alien heads.
Boris Johnson and Sir Wanks-a-Lot go after the tag belts.
Yeah,
they hold all
the
gold.
How can I trust you?
It's never been better for the Cowboys and Fallon Helly and Kiana James. And basically, I was just racing to find a team that could beat Gallus, quite honestly.
Yeah.
Well, here's something nobody has ever said. Let's talk about Gallus again. Guess the amount of days they reigned with the NXT UK Tag Team title. Remind yourself of how much...
We can all make up a championship.
Shawn Michaels loves them, and he has a bleak premonition of the future.
Oh, no.
I'll say a nice round 100-day reign.
About 250.
About 497, actually.
Christ, that's longer than Punk held the title.
497.
500 days of bummer.
Here's what's happened as well. Here's what's happened, is that they won it on the 4th of October 2019. Hey, that dynamite's getting hot. Just in case they get any traction in the UK, get the belt on those Gallus boys. They'll hold they'll hold down the fort.
You see the ITV2 numbers of Dynamite? We better strap up Gallus.
They held them to February 25th, 2021. Now we know what happened for several months. There was, mercifully, no NXT UK.
That's right.
Because unlike the mainland shows, I think they just... No. Not allowed. And then I think by October at the... The earliest NXT UK match I can recall, because it's the only one that I didn't watch that wasn't on a takeover, was Volta versus Ilya Dragunov, the Empty Arena Classic. And that was, I watched that on Halloween 2020.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a classic. I just remember where I was when I watched it. So they only missed a maximum of a few months. So basically, you're going to get a long title reign out of
Who did they lose
boys.
Those belts to? Was it Pretty Deadly?
It's time to play the game!
Who did they drop the titles to?
Well, wait, before you say that.
Ah, hopeless.
Thank you.
Mountain the Taminas there, forgot my cue.
Mountain Juiceless.
So who did they drop them to?
I'll say Pretty Deadly.
Correct.
Yeah,
I thought I was going to say, I think he's got it in one.
It's like the press the button.
We have a match advertised for tonight.
Uh-huh.
It is a Bird Person, Lyra Valkyria, versus Valentina Feroz, with some intrigue going into this match. Because
There's none.
Because of Electra Lopez has been trying to corrupt Valentina Feroz. It's very House of Black, I suppose. And do you see this as the day that she finally turns to the dark side, or does Bird Person get a victory here?
Bird Person.
Maybe one thing can be get the other.
Yeah.
You want a bit Dana Brooke there. Marinara.
Were there any...
That used to be on a button, didn't it? Why haven't I got that
yet? Were all of these lot involved in that car park business last week?
Ooh. She was flying overhead.
She was on the electricity cable.
I don't remember, actually. I've got the notes, so I can look this up.
No, please don't, Christ.
I'll have a look.
No one cares.
I'm not too fussed about that individual storyline, but I'm curious as to how the bigger picture one's going to be folded in.
Indian Bird Person came to help.
So she swooped in.
She swooped in.
And Electra Lopez and Lola Vice were walking away. This is when no one cared that Paul Nikita Lyons was injured.
Because Indy Hartwell probably did it, didn't she? And she's the one at the moment, like, pointing fingers.
I think it's always the hack.
Yeah, but she's a red herring. As opposed to the red heron.
it's your thing.
Just like a Valkyria.
Love heron. Like, if you sell Mountain Dew in the UK, you'd get it a heron, wouldn't you?
Yeah. All those foods that went away, I didn't go away, they just went a heron. Like, remember, what are they called? The little cakes. Mandolin.
Madeline.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're inherits. They are absolutely amazing.
Lighter than air.
So, Feroz for the victory?
You get 12, but I suppose I'm eating all.
Smush them all together and need them one.
This is
what I essentially do. They're so Moorish.
Feroz or Valkyria?
Bird Person.
Yeah. We continue.
I think Bird Person will sort a victory.
Finally, before he gets here, because he probably won't be able to tell us, because, you know, rules. What's it called when you, like, embargoed? Stax last week promised a big impact. I wasn't sure if that was related to Wesley versus Dijak or whether or not they meant this week on NXT.
I'm really worried for Tony D. He's looking all heart-eyed at his boy Stax, and I think he's...
Did a great job at the Pape.
Well, did they?
Saved Wesley.
Why?
From the cleaner.
And then like Dijak was like, hey, punk red, stay out of my business. So he wasn't happy to...
Why did they do that?
It was funny. Like, did pushing they... somebody in an office chair.
Stax no, hates... I can't Stax even... Shoes hates Dijak.
Yeah.
I can't begin to attempt to determine what they were actually trying to do. Were they trying to get Wesley out the way so that they could then move so that Dijak would just eat concrete from a moonsault?
I think so.
How did they know the moonsault was going to happen at that time?
Because he was taking about an age to set it up and the camera was really punched in tight on him.
Fair. What were, like, seriously, what were they trying to do?
I think Stax has had a long-held hatred since Dijak handed his ass to him, basically. Yeah.
But that was sort of the turning point in Stax's professional life, wasn't it?
That's when he became... That's the first step on the road to become the underboss,
he's,
yeah.
He's really making moves, isn't he?
Yes.
He's earning out the ass.
I don't think he's declaring all of it to Tony. I think there's money being made on the side as well. It's not all going where it should do.
What if tonight...
He's trying to, like, pay people to get his own crew and play. Yes. So that's where some of the money's going.
I'd like it if he goes, I don't worry, boss, I've got him. Goes to break Dijak's fingers and just snaps it back into place. Thanks, Punk Red. Or better now.
Thanks, Punk Red.
Punk Red.
Bye, Punk
Red.
Best rat.
Match on that show.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was so stupid and yet so exhilarating.
It was great. Mm-hmm. And I was genuinely surprised that Wesley left as champion. Long may that continue.
Yeah.
But I sense, yeah, maybe we're going into... Well, now Wesley needs another challenger. That's all I'm thinking. So
Tony D.
Might be time.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't they have... Is it Dijak versus Tony D to determine number one contender? Was that a few weeks back? Was that when...
Yeah, that feels right. Because then Stax... Tony D forgave him, even though he lost, didn't he? He was like, thanks for... did he tell him not to interfere? And Stax did anyway.
Is that when he got handcuffed?
Something like that.
I don't know. Again, our long-term memory of this show is as good as WWE's, if I'm perfectly honest.
We give them exactly what they ask for in terms of what we're supposed to remember.
But yeah, he's promised a big impact. I'm concerned that's going to be Tony D, but I hope it's them targeting Wesley, being like, hey, Wes, we're friends with you now. Psych, take him out. Tony D's targeting that title. Maybe that's more hope than expectation.
Hope so.
I wonder what you were doing there.
I didn't do anything.
I thought you were going to say something and you just...
Dad's just like wiping some dew away from my... I was wiping some Mountain Dew away from my lips.
I think that's everything covered, isn't it?
I think so. I think we're good.
Fair enough. Yay, guys!
Hi, Stax.
Hey, Stax. You ever had Mountain Dew pitch black?
I've never had some Mountain Dew. Can I have a sip of that?
It's gone.
I got the still remnants in there. Oh, boy, am I fired up now? I'm going to do the do.
Your arms and legs just went like Popeyes when he has spinach stacks.
Anyway, guys, what's the deal with doors, huh? Bailey's on the show tonight. I got door stuff for you, so tough sh**. Okay. Before I get into the three, I got the
two. Yeah, yeah, I like reassurance that there's three more.
Yeah,
yeah. So, on my way here, actually, no, I couldn't have been on my way, but before I came here today, you know what happened to Hemi?
What's up?
A man knocked on my door and asked for a small donation towards the local swimming pool. You know what I did?
What's up?
Gave him a fucking glass of water, that's what I did. So, three jokes about doors.
That is vintage Stax, that.
That is classic Stax.
Jiggy.
Hey.
Three jokes about doors.
What is another word for a cute entranceway?
An adorable entranceway.
That's good stuff.
Adorable is correct.
Very good. Good, Sage.
Thank you.
Hey, Hamflet.
Yeah.
Gotta keep the streak going here. What do you do when there's a kitchen appliance knocking at your door? Picture that, a kitchen appliance knocking
it
at your door.
It feels like can't be this way around, because if it was the third joke, he'd go, that's scary. Don't fucking answer it.
Yeah.
So I don't think that's it. So I think
that's scary. That's a,
why, is that? Why is there like a knife? Why is there like a, you know, whisk?
Not a blender.
Knock at the door. Punch, set up again.
Yeah, can we have that again, please?
What do you do when there's a kitchen appliance, really an appliance, but still, kitchen appliance knocking at your door?
Answer the door. Don't answer. It's not even an appliance. It's a clue there.
So like, what would you class as an appliance, first of all? Like a fridge, freezer, washing machine, dishwasher. So I think that's like a utensil, maybe. Mm. So it's like a spatula. Is there any puns on spatula?
Knife and fork, cutlery.
Sink.
Chopping board.
So what's the setup?
What do you do when there's a kitchen appliance knocking at your door?
Don't know.
Let that sink in.
He's on one leg.
That's good. That is good.
Final question, guys. What?
I shoot like that.
What did the person who invented the door knocker win? Huh? What did he win? Or she? What did the person who invented the door knocker win?
A tap. Yeah.
Punch in the face because it's annoying or something to be interrupted? I don't know.
I don't know. So. Probably got an F word in it.
Maybe correct. What did the poison who invented the door knocker win? The fucking Nobel Prize, baby! It's the way I get them. Tell him. See you later, guys.
Bye, Stacks.
Performed today, wasn't he?
Well, that was that his best performance yet?
That's what he needs to do. More specific topics, door-based jokes, apparently.
Yeah. You have to be really creative about that, I find.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see what he comes through with tomorrow and what his big impact is tonight.
Maybe he's bringing an elephant to next to him. Been suspiciously quiet this podcast.
It's gone. So, no elephant on the show anymore. Maybe back tomorrow, fingers crossed.
If we see like a stuffed elephant or a sticker of an elephant on one of the lockers or something, they're listening. I mean, we know they are anyway, but they're listening.
Yeah. That's fun, guys.
Sean's listening.
Let us know your thoughts ahead of NXT tonight on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE. Actually, you can follow all three of us. You can follow Michael Hamflett at
Michael Hamflett.
Follow Michael Sidgwick at
M Sidgwick.
Follow me at Adam Wilborn. Follow us all at WhatCultureWWE. And make sure you subscribe to WhatCulture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcasts from, for daily wrestling podcasts. Our Raw review is available right now. And our review of this show tomorrow will drop into your feed as soon as it is released. Also, give a... A thanks to Jeff for powering this podcast at MemBirdman on Twitter as well. But for now, this has been the NXT preview.
Yeah.
My thanks to the Dudley Boys, to the kind of pitch black Mountain Dew. Thanks to Jeff. Thank you for joining us. Thanks to Staxi, of course, and the elephant. And we'll see you soon.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.